Blog Talk Radio.
Love experience what you need. We're about to play by Diane Reed. Yes, right here on the Love Journey.
That there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter hold you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it. And embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on. Peace is mine. And all that stuff, just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put my myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I'd go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. Don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify for my song. I just got to testify, I can see. I just want to testify, amazing grace saved my life. I gotta testify. Oh, 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 oh. Testify, testify. Oh, gotta tell my story. Testify, testify. About the love, about the light and the glory. Testify, testify. How it taught me to walk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Testify, testify. Yeah, how it taught me to talk and walk. I gotta testify, cause I feel it all right now. Thank you so much.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, and we're going to get ready and tone within. Recognizing that there's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that my God is not. Get ready and breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so as we center our breath and our thoughts, begin by breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, recognizing there's power in the breath, holding it to the count of eight, recognizing that there is power in the breath, releasing through the mouth and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, and remember to breathe into the heart. Family, I want you to breathe into the heart. And so I want you to prepare yourself. Center your mind and be still. Know that I am God. Breathe. Let's breathe. And release. There's power in the breath. I want you to breathe in again. Don't forget to breathe deep into the diaphragm. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, breathe. There's power in the breath. Breathe. And last time, don't forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to be intentional. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and all precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today, Holy Spirit, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from the highest source of my higher myself. From the transcending power, come, Holy Spirit. As I remove every human created thought, come on, Holy Spirit, and cleanse every thought. As I remove every human created ego, come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse every cell in my body. As we cleanse in my heart anything that is not serving a higher purpose, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint my words this morning. That my words may be your words, my thoughts may be your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray these things over each and every person under the sound of my voice, that every human created ego will be removed right now, God. That every human created thought will be removed right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint each person under the sound of my voice right now, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, God. As I call forth the greater version of each and every person right now, God, who hear these words, as I call forth the greater version of each person who will come to the recorded line to hear this word right now, God, I ask you to come and raise the vibratory energy of each and every person, raise the frequency level, God, oh, that we can be removed from our own thoughts, God. That we may come in this space, in this right now moment, and come empty, God. That we may be filled by the presence of our higher mind self, our beloved I Am presence. Beloved God, God is consciousness. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let this be one mind, one love, in a one space, God, in a collective, powerful place of love. God, I just thank you right now for this opportunity to come together in your name, God. I thank you for this opportunity. You said, God, where two or more gathered in your name, Holy Spirit, in the name and nature and consciousness of the Christ energetic expression, that the presence is there. We thank you right now for this opportunity to come together in one mind, anointing the thoughts, removing from ourselves any unbelief, Holy Spirit. Removing anything that is not serving a higher purpose, Holy Spirit. Asking you to come in and come forth with the very purpose of our design right now, God. That we can hear it right now, God. That we will know it right now, God. That we will own it right now, God. That we will open our voice and shout to the world whatever words that are made manifest in you right now, God. That we can speak the words that are our truth, God. And know that we can honor someone else's experience. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the opportunity to come together and honor each other's stories, God, because we know that our story just might be the blessing that someone else might be to hear. We thank you for this Tell Your Truth Out Loud, because there's something about telling your truth out loud. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for having a voice, God.
We give thanks for the opportunity to give voice to our dreams this morning, Holy Spirit. We give thanks to give voice to our truth this morning, God. We give thanks for the opportunity to just stand in the knowing that our presence liberates others when we stand in our truth, in our authenticity, in our transparency. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And then when we honestly know that we attract into our space the story we tell ourselves, so that we can tell our story from a place of what we used to understand, and now that we know better, we'll do better, Holy Spirit. I just give thanks for the evolution. I give thanks for the revolution. I give thanks for the evolving ascension of each and every one of us to grow into where we came from, which is love. Thank you for the anointing of love. Thank you for a fresh anointing today, Holy Spirit. Thank you today for the opportunity to stand in love, speak in love, walk in love. Thank you, God. In the mighty consciousness of love, in the mighty nature of love, I say amen. And just breathe. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning. To the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the ethers, the water. Good morning to our most angelic, most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, family. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call, come, angels, and sit at the table with us this morning. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of you into this call, we honor your presence. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invoke and invite your presence into this call. Thank you, ascended masters. And as we invite each and every one of our master guides and our spirit guides into this call, we say good morning, good morning. As we invoke and invite them into this call, the unseen committee, we honor your presence in our lives. And good morning to our ancestors. As we just sit 1 minute and just think of our ancestors, to those who walked this journey before, to those who are part of the lineages of who we are today. We give honor to those ancestors this morning as we invite and invoke their presence into this call. As we come as one and stand as many this morning, we know our ancestors are with us. Good morning, ancestors, and we send absolute love and homage to you this morning as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, my mother, who was the vehicle who brought me to the planet. Miss Colette Grant, I honor your presence, who midwife this call. Good morning, family. As we send love into our descendants, those who will come behind us, those who will reap the benefits of the work and the prayers that we make happen today, those who will benefit from us, we send love into our descendants this morning. And good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Love to the gods and goddesses. Peace to the kings and queens. I'm absolutely excited to be in the presence of millionaires and billionaires, new inventors, and all the new inventions that will come from this line, from those who have a mind to bring forth new businesses, new books, and new ideas. I honor your presence this morning. Love to my love journey family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're superly. That's interesting. I am super excited to be in the presence of you this morning. Happy to be a part of this journey Happy 4th of July today. What an amazing opportunity to remind us of our rights of independence. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with a song, and then we're going to read from The Science of the Mind, and then we're going to hear Reverend Ike say, don't be afraid to ask for what you want, family. Let's listen to Kim. Love will set you free. morning, you tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Kim. Set you free. Can you let love set you free this morning on this Independence Day, family? Can you let love set you free? Wow. Think about that. All right, family, we're going to be reading from The Science of the Mind. Today is Tuesday, July 4th. In the scripture, Luke 11:34 says, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. And in the book, The Science of the Mind, on page 415 says, the light cannot be borrowed from another. Each has been furnished with a divine torch whose wick burns from the oil of the eternal and ever-renewing substance of faith in oneself and in others. The magazine says there is a fire inside of us, family. Y'all didn't hear me. There is a fire inside of us. It is a flame of creativity and infinite possibility seeking to ignite. Once it ignites, you are set free in a way possible to imagine in our modern life of living and dying. Most of us exist under a blanket of fear. If we willingly keep our eyes single upon God, we step into a life that is uniquely ours. No one else is here to do our life the way we came here in physical form to do it. Let me say that again, family. No one else is here to do your life the way you came here in physical form to do it. Only you can do it the way your destiny has proclaimed. It is our natural state of being, so easy, so effortless, so perfect in every way. And once we accept, okay, now listen to this, family. Once we accept and love ourselves, our heart softens and we can see differently. I'm going to say that again, family. Once you accept and love you, your heart softens and you begin to see differently. You are no longer fighting against being big or being small because the shoe fits. You will wear it. You see, the flame is pure passion. It is pure joy. It is pure love. It is accepting and allowing. You see, the flame is the unspoken within you that is no longer afraid to speak and to love. It is the creative miracles. It's the real you, unencumbered by the fear of living and loving and even dying. It is compassion. It is beauty of all kinds, wisdom, truth, and joy, the unbound. You see, this is the nature of the flame that is within you. It has been there since the beginning of the time and is seeking all that you have desired and is ready now to be fully ignited, to be seen and heard. Happy Independence Day, family. It's ready now to be fully ignited, to be seen and heard. Happy Independence Day, family. Can you let love this morning set you free? Can you let love set you free? You see, I am set aflame with love, joy, and happiness. I have everything I ever need, want, and desire. That's our affirmation today. I am set aflame with love, joy, and happiness. I have everything I need, want, and desire. Oh, happy Independence Day, family. Can you let love set you free? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Today, I wanted to play a little Reverend Ike to remind you to ask for what you want, family. You see, when we begin to recognize that the power is in us and that we're valuable and deserving just the way we are, you won't be afraid to ask for what you want. For what you want, family. You won't need anybody else's permission to ask for what you want because you already know you were already deserving. You are already worthy and more than enough. I think it really keeps us from asking for what it is we want. So today, Reverend Knight, it's going to take us him about 10 minutes to go through. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want. For what you want, family. What do you want? That might be the question, huh?
I have an old cliche that I say all the time, everywhere I go, and it's this. Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Let's hear it. Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Let's hear it again. Good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Why do I say that? Because I want my mind to keep hearing that. And then it begins to demonstrate that back to you. You see, it's not only a matter of what the world says to you, it's a matter of what do I say to myself about myself. That's a good question to write down. Repeat it after me. What do I say to myself about myself?
What do I say to myself about myself?
That's very important. You need to write that down, and you need to go over these questions in the privacy of your own home, of your own mind. You got to constantly be about the Father's,
your Father's
business. All right. Now I want to say something about prosperity in terms of definition. Turn now quickly to page 37. Page 37? Well, it looks like I'll have to read it for you again. Until you get out to the break. Let me hear you say prosperity.
Prosperity.
Doesn't it sound lovely?
Yes.
I mean, the very word, I love it. Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Now, on page 37, and before I read this, let me give you my definition of prosperity. And all of these definitions are inclusive. To me, prosperity is total well-being. Prosperity is total well-being. Say that.
Prosperity is total well-being. Prosperity is total well-being.
In some of the TV and press interviews that I did over the past couple of days, boy, I didn't know that the press would catch up with me and the media would catch up with me like this. Did you see that front page, first page today? Interesting. Well, go ahead and clap then. Don't patty cake. Go ahead and do it. But the media kept asking me, was all of this greed? Well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it is positive greed. Some people ask the question from time to time, Reverend Ike, is it right for some people to have so much while others have so little?
Yeah.
I said, well, that's your choice. Don't criticize me for what I choose. I choose to be abundant. And, you know, they used to say to me, well, why do you have so many Rolls Royces? I said, well, they're making them. Somebody's got to have them. Maybe one of the reasons I have so many is because you didn't choose to have one. But even so, you know, whatever we choose, the universe will produce. So everybody is under the verdict of his own choice. And so I don't see it as greed. But I will put in this disclaimer, and I said this as they interviewed me out there, I think it was Channel 9. When it comes to material money and material things, we do not serve these things. These things serve me or us. And as long as you can keep that balance, it is just fine. You see, money is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. And you see, and I'm striking a chord with some of you that can't quite handle money yet. You said, uh-huh, that's what I always thought. Do you know why it is a lot of people have problems with money? A lot of people are afraid of money. Write that question on your notes for you to deal with. Am I afraid of money? I want you to examine yourself, y'all, because some of you are. But we're going to cast out that demon of fear of money before we leave here tonight. I tell about this almost every time I do a seminar. In Boston, many years ago, when I was a more flamboyant evangelist doing... doing the healing and blessing meetings, a 75-year-old lady, Pentecostal pastor evangelist, came to my meeting one Sunday night. This dear lady, minister, was really afraid to even pray for what she wanted. She was afraid it would come between her and God. But that one daring moment, I helped her to break loose. And she said, I really want my own house. She gave the money, went home, went to bed. Before she got out of bed the next morning, the head of the trustee board called her. They called her mother and said to her, mother, there's a new housing development in the suburbs here. Beautiful houses. And I and the trustees had an informal meeting, and we were talking to the members, and we have decided that we're going to buy you a brand new house in that new development. And we want you to get up. We're going to come and get you and take you out there and let you pick the one that you want. Before sundown that very day, the next day after the night when she risked praying for what she wanted, after many years of suffering without it, before the sun went down, she had her own house and invited me out there. I used to go out to see her when I was stationed in Boston back in the 60s. And I remember the first time I went out to visit and to have dinner with her in a new house. When we drove up, there was a brand new Buick Electra 225 sitting up in the driveway. And you know how I can be. I walked in and I started teasing. I walked over and I kissed her and I said, Mother, I said, are you enjoying this beautiful house? Is this beautiful house coming between you and God? She said, no, son. I can serve God a lot better in my own house. You know, people say to me, Reverend Ike, all the stuff that you've got, does it come between you and God? I said, no. Do you realize how well you can praise God sitting in the back of a Rolls Royce Phantom 5? I sit in the back of one of those Phantom 5s going down the road, just praising God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Well, anyway, let's go back to the lady pastor's house. I said, Mother, I saw a brand new Buick 225 sitting in a driveway out there. I says, whose is that? She said, well, son, when you taught me how to ask for the house. And I saw how fast that worked and that didn't come between me and God. I said, well, God, while you're giving me the house, it's got a carport. Give me something to put under it.
We cannot be afraid to ask for what we want. So I just want us to think about that on this day as we move through this beautiful, amazing day where we get together with family and friends, some of us and those who may not. I want you to think about how can you ask for what it is you truly want. And then he said we got to sanctify our mind. That means you got to cleanse yourself to receive what it is that you ask. Listen.
Place your hand in a receptive position now and let's sanctify your mind and Sanctify your consciousness. Get everything out of there that can't stand money. And by the way, that's interesting. Do you know, I've had people walk out of my prosperity seminars. You know, frankly, you know, everybody can't stand prosperity. And there, as I said, a lot of highly religious people. In California, one very highly religious lady walked out. She said, I just can't stand to hear that man talking about money. You know, if money bothers you, it's because there's something wrong with you. And I'll tell you deeper what it means. It means that you feel you really feel a condemnation because you don't have it. And you don't want to admit that you really want it. You're lying to yourself. Let me hear you say, stop lying to myself. And you see, that's one of the things, and I think there's a chapter on it. Somebody's going to tell me where it is. Don't be indifferent to money. Let me hear you say, don't be indifferent to money.
Don't be indifferent to money.
You can't have an indifferent attitude. Your attitudes will draw money to you or kick it away from you. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Down there in that deeper subconscious. That's why you got to clean it out. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And may the words of my
mouth
and the meditation of my
heart
be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So now we're going to have a cleansing of the heart, a cleansing of the subconscious, and get rid of all of these old ideas about money is evil and people who have money are evil. You know, the fact of the matter is, I know more evil people who don't have money than evil people who've got money. I'm telling you, you know, if you got a house full of children and it's cold, and the marshal is coming to put you out because you can't pay your rent, you can get real evil. Even now, when I find myself working and forgetting to eat, and then all of a sudden I discover that I'm hungry, and some member of my staff will come in and ask me a question, I said, get out of here, don't bother me until you bring me something to eat. I don't want to get evil, so just go bring me something to eat. All right, let's have this cleansing of negative ideas about money. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
Right now.
I dig out all of the negative ideas about money.
I dig out all the negative ideas about money.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Of all negative ideas about money.
Of all negative ideas about money.
Of all negative ideas that has kept money away from me.
Of all negative ideas that has kept money away from me.
I absolve money of all accusation of evil.
I absolve money of all accusation of evil.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money.
From now on. I will bless every sign of money.
I will bless every sign of money.
I bless everybody.
I bless everybody.
Who looks successful and prosperous.
Who looks successful and prosperous.
So it is.
So it is.
I release the demons.
I release the demons.
of negative belief,
that
has kept money from me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Go!
Go!
Wow, we just got to cleanse our mind from money.
I have no time to think the world's thought. I have no time to think as the world turns. I'm thinking as God turns.
Yes, sir.
Now, he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers. Now, notice the word rivers. Isn't that plural? What does that indicate? It indicates that there are many streams that God has to bring me my good.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting ready to close here now. It's shouting time.
All right.
Let me hear you say, shouting time.
Shouting time.
Well, they shout at a football game. Why can't I shout about God's many streams flowing into my life, bringing me my good? To heaven with those other folks that owe you and won't pay you. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Oh, yes.
How are you going to meditate without using the mind? That's how God blessed man. God blessed. First Psalm begins, blessed is the man. You can take man out and put your own name in there.
All right.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
That's what it means. It means you. Why? Because your delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord, you meditate day and night. You see, your mind has got to be retrained. That's why I'm not thinking about these folks who say, Ed Reverend Ike teaching that mind science. Yes, I am. Your mind has got to be retrained until you start meditating in the law of the Lord night and day. So that even when you go to sleep, you won't go to sleep thinking what the 11 o'clock news say.
All right.
You'll go to sleep thinking what God says.
Oh, yeah.
You won't go to sleep thinking broke. You'll go to sleep thinking money.
Yeah.
You see, you've got to think this thing when you're walking.
All right.
You've got to talk it when you're talking.
Yeah.
You've got to sleep it when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yes, this is mind science.
Yes, sir.
I've got my Bible. I've got my books. I've got my tapes.
Yeah.
I've got my classes.
Yeah.
I've got my services.
All right.
And in God's law,
yeah,
I meditate day and night.
Yeah.
And I am as a tree. Planted by the water.
Yeah.
Bringing forth my fruit in my season.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you can say that too.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever I do,
shall
prosper. Now you see, that's science. That's exact.
Yes, sir.
This is not a gamble. This is not the way the mop flops or the way the cookie crumbles. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. He shall bring forth his fruit in his season. You folks had better get out of the world season. And when you hear about the world and their seasons of depression and recession and unemployment, you remember I'm in God's season. I'm not in world economics. I'm in God's thinkonomics. Now, that's Reverend Ike's translation of In His Law, Doth He Meditate Day and Night, God's Thinkonomics. Now, you see, you've got the secret. Reverend Ike, is it a secret? It's a secret to those who don't know it. Unfortunately, there are too many who don't know it. That's why I'm here. And notice the scripture. Where is that first psalm? Sister Mary, check those shalls for me. Is that definite? Is that positive? Stop living on maybe, hope so, luck. Some people sometimes got the nerve come up to me and say, Reverend Ike, I want you to pray for me that the Lord will bless me. I said, I sure am praying for you that the Lord shall bless you. I sure hope. This is not an idle wish. This is not an idle hope. This is law. This is Lord.
Oh, yes.
This is Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir.
This is law of Lords.
Yes.
What about those shalls? Read that.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
See, all that ungodly thinking, what? It comes to nothing. And it'll take you to what? To nothing. Think like the world thinks, and you shall perish. You shall be unemployed. You shall be broke. But if you delight in the law of the Lord and meditate in it day and night, you've got three shalls. He shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water. God's avenues of supply. God has so many avenues of supply.
Yes.
So stop fretting over that one there, or that one there, or that one over there. The heaven with that. I am planted by God's avenues of supply.
I am planted by God's avenues of supply.
God's streams of supply.
God's streams of supply.
Now we're going to do money like that, and I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. God's stream of money is flowing in my life.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I want you meditating on that day and night. If you happen to hear something about recession, depression, or lack of money, or anything like that, you just stop and declare that God's streams of money and all good are just flowing in my life. Get full of the feeling. And as Reverend Ike says, fulfillment will bring fulfillment. My money and my good are dependent only upon I am my thought.
My money and my good are dependent upon my good and my thought.
God, I am thought is my source, my only source.
God, I am thought is my source, my only source.
I will have no other God.
I will have no other God.
Our source in my belief.
In my belief.
Thus endeth the lesson.
Oof. Now that one was powerful, wasn't it? I will have no other God, no other source, meaning that there is only one source because God is the source. No matter where your money flows from, no matter how your money comes from, whether it's a job, whether it's a government, whether it's retirement, however it comes, guess what? God still is the source. Thing else is the channel. Now, Timmy, that was some good stuff right there. I shall be like a what? A tree planted by the rivers of water. That one moved every cell in my body. Because we have to remember who and what is our source this morning. So as we navigate on this holiday, as we move through it and say, God is my source of my unlimited supply. Say that to yourself. God is the source of my unlimited, unlimited supply. And know that you can have it all. And know that you deserve it all. And know that you deserve all of God's goodness and greatness because you are all that God is today. So do we have any questions, comments, or concerns this morning? If you're on a teleconference line, and if you're on Blog Talk Radio, just press the 1 and let me know that you have a question, comment, or concern. And if not, we're going to go ahead and pray on this holiday. That's really what I wanted us to do, to pray for our city, pray for our blocks, pray for our children, for those who don't know how to pray for themselves today. All right, let me check and see if anybody got any questions, comments, or concerns on Blog Talk. You press 1. Okay, no questions. All right, family, we're going to center our mind. And we're going to center our thoughts. Call forth the prayer of protection, calling forth the angels to keep our communities and our children and our family and friends and ourselves protected today, God. Calling forth your healing angels, God, to heal the minds, the souls, and the hearts of your people, God. Asking you to keep each and every one of us and all of our loved ones and family and friends and our children in the palm of your hands today, God. God, I ask you to bless our goings and our comings today, God. I ask you to bless our minds and our souls today, God. I ask you to bless our homes today, God. I ask you to bless our relationships to ourselves, to our spouse, to our children, to our family, to our parents, to our community, and to you, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come today and anoint our hands, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our hands that everything we touch turn not just gold but platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to bring forth a fresh anointing in our life today. God, I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground. God, I'm asking you to bless every food and every morsel of a food that is cooked on a grill today and shared with friends and family today. May it be shared in the energy of love today. God, I'm asking you to bless our money substance today, God. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, your heaven, and pour out a blessing, Holy Spirit, that it won't be room enough to receive it, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God, and do your will in us, as us, all around us, God. I'm asking you to come, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and expand the Love Journey's territory, God. I'm asking you to expand our reach, God. I'm asking you to open up doors that only you can open up, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to expand our financial territory and give us massive courage to move and have your way in us, God, that we may navigate the way you shall set forth, God, with new ideas and new thoughts that will be downloaded into us, and we will have the courage to move with those ideas. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our mind, bless our soul, and renew the right spirit in us this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our homes, our family, our friends. I'm asking you to bless the streets, God, that only peace can be in the streets, God. I'm asking you to let us wake up tomorrow and say this is the most peaceful 4th of July we've ever seen, God. That the peace, the balm of peace, infiltrated our communities, our neighbors' homes, our lives, and everything we touch today, God. Can we just ask you today, God, to set your angels on each corner, God, and set your angels in front of our homes today, God, and protect our cars today, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and bring forth a peace like no other, God. I'm asking you to rain down peace upon each and every neighborhood, block by block, house by house, state by state, city by city, God, nation by nation, country by country. I'm asking you to bring peace, God, peace that surpasses our understanding today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to keep them safe, keep peace surrounded by them, God. I'm asking you to put our children in a bubble of love today, that nothing can enter that bubble but love, God. I'm asking you to bless the minds of our children, God. Bless the souls of our children, God. I'm asking you to bless even our children's children today, God. I'm asking you to take the taste out of their mouth for anything that is not of you today, God. I'm asking you to strip them away of anything that is not of you today, God. I'm asking you to bless their bodies today, God. I'm asking you to bless the their minds today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless their decision-making, God, and the choices they decide, God, that only the choices shall be for the highest good, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our children right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and keep them in the palm of your hand and whisper in their ear just how mighty they are in the land, God, just how mighty they are in the land, Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you to come and bless this Independence Day, God, that our minds will be free, God, that our souls will be free, God, that our hearts will be free, God, as you come and cleanse and renew the right spirit in us, creating us a new spirit, oh Lord. Renew and transform our minds today, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessing upon the land like no other, God. May it be a blessing, God, that it may heal the land, God. Heal the land, the soil, the birds, the bees, the energy, the atmosphere, God. I'm asking you to raise our vibratory energy that wherever we go, God, the blessing shall go there with us, God. And that the vibratory energy of our energetic expression shall raise the vibratory energy of those that we touch, God. I'm asking you to come today, God, and raise the vibratory energy of us right now, God. Raise the vibratory energy of us in this right now moment, God. And I'm asking you to allow us to touch those who will come in our atmosphere just by our presence. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the most peaceful, pleasant, joy-filled, love-filled, happy-filled as we enjoy this day in the name, the nature, and the consciousness of all that will come in our space, God. We call it forth right now as we enjoy this holiday, God. We give thanks for the peace that will surpass our understanding. For the peace that will be in our hood today, peace that will be in our communities today, peace that will touch every cell in our body as joy, love, happiness, success, and love will come forth on this day. And so it is. All right, family, we give thanks. Today is a beautiful day, and I want you to enjoy your day. I'm in the beautiful city of Chicago. I know a lot of you are in other cities. I'm not sure what the weather is today, but I know it's beautiful. I could just feel the peace and the love that is coming forth today. And I just want you to go forth today and just have fun. Wherever you go, the joy goes. Wherever you go, the fun goes. And so today, I want you to have a beautiful backyard party. I see you in the morning. Mr. James Gilmore will be joining us tomorrow for a conversation on how to be God on the planet. All right, family. This is R. Kelly right here on The Love Journey. You've been tuned into The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is R. Kelly having a backyard party today, guys.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill. Yeah. And get together and play some cards. Yeah. A couple of drinks, something. Smoking, do our thing. Yeah. No one's got hating in their heart. Whoa, whoa. A backyard party. A backyard party. We're just having a backyard party. Yeah. We're just having.
But that's what I want you all to do today is have the fun, feel love, feel backyard party. And don't forget to let love set you free today, family. I see you in the morning with James Gilmore on how to live God on the planet. All right, family, we're going to have some fun this week. Yay! All right, have some fun today. See you in the morning on the love journey.